Dede Bridgewater with Jazz Set from NPR Music. We're in Washington, D.C. at the Kennedy Center for the Women in Jazz Festival, held every spring since 1996 in honor of one of the first jazz women, Mary Lou Williams. Mary Lou had it all. She was the lady who swung the band from Vine Street in Kansas City to the Cookery in Greenwich Village, with original compositions from Mary's Boogie in the 1940s all the way through her sacred Mary Lou's Mass in the 70s. There's something else that Mary Lou improvised. You might call it the lifestyle. She lived a jazz musician's life with all the ups and downs that accompany that choice. And in the long run, she became the role model for other successful women in jazz. We're with two impressive artists who are inspirations today. Sherry Miracle and Cindy Blackman are band-leading drummers. So you know they're in good shape. Sherry Miracle is a repeat performer at the Kennedy Center with her Diva Jazz Orchestra. And now her small group, Sherry Miracle and Five Play, in surround sound on Jazz Set.
We'll be right back. Thank you very much. You're listening to Jamie Dauber on the trumpet. Janelle Reichman on the tenor saxophone. Tomoko Ono on piano. Noriko Ueda playing the bass.
Sherry Marigold's Five Play at the Kennedy Center, where the Women in Jazz Festival founder is Dr. Billy Taylor.
Thank you. We are very, very thrilled and so honored to be back here. And I was just reminiscing with Dr. Taylor backstage about 13 years ago when the first festival took place. And we participated on that one with the Diva Jazz Orchestra. And I'm so happy the festival is going strong. And I hope it keeps going. And I hope we get to keep coming back. It's a magnificent festival. And we're very happy to be here.
Thank you.
Five Play adds a guest vocalist, Maria Anadon from Portugal, on Jazz Set. Maria Anadon sings with Sherry Maracle and Five Play, a quintet that comes out of Sherry's Diva Jazz Orchestra. Besides leading large and small groups, Sherry has a doctorate in jazz performance. She's a drummer and the educational director for the New York Pops. And on Wednesdays, you can find her at the Ronald McDonald House helping seriously ill children with music. Sherry Maracle won the 2009 Lifetime Achievement Award at the Mary Lou Williams Women in Jazz Festival at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. I know because I was there. Congratulations, Sherry. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. If you ever visited New York City and stopped in your tracks to watch an excellent young woman drummer on the street, well, now, if that happened a little more than 25 years ago, maybe you saw Cindy Blackman. That's right. Cindy was known to practice for up to 8 hours at a time, building some muscles. For more than a decade, she played powerful dance beats for long sets in giant outdoor stadiums with Lenny Kravitz. Ooh, yeah. Looking back, she told a journalist, "I can appreciate the simplicity of playing one beat for a long time and making that feel so good you don't care to hear anything else. Ooh, can I get an amen?" But by the same token, when she gets into a more creative situation, Cindy loves to expand her power through all four limbs into a dynamic, incendiary flow. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the Cindy Blackman Quartet in surround sound on Jazz Set. the Cindy Blackman Quartet. Cindy's longtime group is J.D. Allen on tenor, Carlton Holmes on keyboards, and George Mitchell on bass. Drummer Cindy Blackman. On stage at the Mary Lou Williams Women in Jazz Festival at jazzset.npr.org. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater.
Jazz Set receives support from an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art, and the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. Performance schedule at kennedy-center.org/jazz.
Next, Sam Pei and The One from her 2008 CD, Music for the New Millennium.
Thank you. Carlton Holmes on piano and keyboards. Thank you. J.D. Allen on the tenor saxophone. George Mitchell on the bass. Just want to thank everybody here, Reggie Marshall, for getting us here, for all the guys at the Kennedy Center for having us back. It's a pleasure to play here. It's a pleasure to be here. I just want to thank you guys. We are just getting back from an Australian tour, so we're really jet-lagged. It's early in the morning for us now, so sorry, we're trying to wake up for you. But we appreciate being here, and thank you very much. Hope to see you soon.
The Cindy Blackman Quartet sounds mighty fine-tuned to be so jet-lagged. A 2009 Cindy Blackman CD, Trio Plus Two, is out in France, but hard to get so far in this country. Kevin Struthers is the director of jazz programming at the Kennedy Center with Gene Phil. Our recording is by Big Mo with Greg Hartman and his team. Remixed by Jazz Set's Duke Marcos. Listen again or hear a show you missed at jazzset.npr.org. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater saying, support your jazz set station.